Thank you very much. The next speaker is Rinaldo Richards, and title of his presentation is Investigation of Some Maturity and Ripening Parameters of West Indian Cherry.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rinaldo Richards, a graduate research student at the University of the West Indies, Kingston, Jamaica. The title of my work done is the Investigation of Some Maturity and Ripening Parameters of West Indian Cherry. Okay, so the West Indian cherry is a relatively small fruit, and it is native to the West Indies and the Central American region. Currently, Brazil is the largest producer of the fruit. However, markets production starting in East Asia and also other countries in South America, for example, Uruguay and Chile. The fruit is well known for its rich source of vitamin C, which can range from 1,000 milligrams per 100 grams of fruit pulp to about 4,500 milligrams. Fruit belongs to the botanical family of Malpighiaceae. The West Indian cherry can be referred to in many different names depending on the region. So some persons may be familiar with the name Acerola, Barbados cherry, Antilles cherry, or Puerto Rican cherry. The fruits may weigh about 3 to 16 grams, and normally in Jamaica, the fruit is consumed fresh or made into juices. And in other parts of the world, it can be used as a fortifier for its high ascorbic acid content in other products. So the aim of the research was to investigate the variation of total and reducing sugars, firmness, dry matter content, and color variations of the fruit during 5 on-tree ripening stages. Materials and methodologies. The West Indian cherry fruits were collected from an orchard in the central region of Jamaica. 5 harvesting stages were considered for the experimental work, and the samples were collected for each corresponding ripening stage. So here is a look at the different stages. So for stage 1, you can see the fruits are green, and as we go along the ripening stage, we realize we're losing that green color, starting to get red, for example in stage 3, and up to stage 5 they're very dark red. So in determining the color variation, a chromometer was used, the Minolta CR400, for the dry matter content. The samples were dried at 60 degrees Celsius until a constant mass was achieved. Sugars tests were extracted as described by Ben Keblia, and I must note that Professor Ben Keblia is also my supervisor, and Varroco, and quantified using the Somogyi and Nelson's method from 1994 and 1945 respectively. Firmness tests were determined using a penetrometer to the nearest 0.5 pound force. Into the results section. So in changes in the colorimetric variations of the fruit, we can see that at stage 1, for example, A values, which will represent the from green to red as we move along. So stage 1, the minus value would represent it's very green. Stage 2, you see that it's minus 0.9. Stage 3, it gets positive, 6.9. And up to stage 5, it's 17.5, very red. The percentage dry matter, there's not much difference for the stages, except for stage 3, it's slightly less. The total sugars, in stage 1 there was a sharp increase to stage 2 of 214%, And I must note that I didn't record or report any information on vitamin C content. However, work done also showed that there was a sharp change in vitamin C at stage 2. For the reducing sugars, we also saw a 500% increase at stage 2, and it gradually increased further up to stage 5. Firmness, at stage 1, we reported 1.2 pound force, mean pound force. At stage 3, however, onto stage 5, the values were less than 1 pound force. So, in concluding this experiment, the dry matter did not vary significantly during the ripening of the West Indian cherry. The total and reducing sugars increased very significantly during ripening, and total and reducing sugar, fruit firmness, and color could be good indicators of maturity and harvesting indices. I would like to add some information to this. The fruit, currently in Jamaica, there's a shift towards naturally occurring ascorbic acid for the juice industry in primary and secondary schools. So we're looking into providing the students with natural juices and moving away from the artificially flavored drinks. So this fruit is of great importance because we want to establish some more orchards in Jamaica. Currently, we only have one orchard. That is the one that we took samples from. It is only 5 acres. So we really would like to increase the acreage so we can produce some more cherry. Also, there is a need for the fruit in the pharmaceutical industry because of its health benefits, the antioxidant properties. So it's a very good fruit to investigate. At this time, I would like to thank the Graduate Studies and Research Office at the university for providing financial support to attend this conference. Also, our department, the Department of Life Sciences, my supervisor, and last but not least, my colleagues sitting right here with us. Thank you very much. We did not carry out that statistical work, but in further studies, we would like to do correlation for all parameters.